Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up from the NRIA.net studios in New York. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Thursday, Putin is an annoying guy, is he not? What many folks don't realize is that old Vlad is a throwback to the dictators of the mid-20th century. He's a mini Mussolini, strutting around causing trouble. Putin has run Russia for more than 20 years, amassing a billion-dollar fortune through kickbacks from Russian companies. I could have written Killing the Mob focusing on just one person, Vladdy Walnuts. Now, Joe Biden, no stranger to dubious money, is in charge of containing the Russian autocrat. Troops ordered by Putin have massed on the Ukrainian border, and they are not there seeking a meeting with Hunter Biden. Under President Obama, you may remember, Putin stole the Crimea, a part of Ukraine. Then Vice President Biden was outraged. Putin ordered more caviar. Vlad loves international attention, so he'll probably saber-rattle for a little longer. I don't think he's going to invade Ukraine, because then Biden would have to drop onerous economic sanctions on Russia, hurting Putin's business, which is Putin. Vlad has plenty of time to torture Biden, so I expect an ongoing annoyance from Mr. Walnuts. He is a dangerous man. Make no mistake. Now this.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.